Nomo aku Anna.
My name is Anna.
Aku manggon ing desa cilik.
I live in a small village.
Iki apik lan sepi ing kene.
It is beautiful and quiet here.
Aku duwe bapak lan ibu.
I have a father and a mother.
Bapakku iku dokter.
My father is a doctor.
Ibuku iku sawijining guru.
My mother is a teacher.
Aku duwe siji sedulur lan siji sedulur wadon.
I have one brother and one sister.
Saderane kula sekawan punika 8 taun.
My brother is 8 years old.
Adikku yaiku 6 taun.
My sister is 6 years old.
Kita seneng ing desa kita.
We are happy in our village.
Aku banget tresno karo keluargaku.
I love my family very much.
Iki uripku.
This is my life.
Tom iku bocah kang penasaran.
Tom is a curious boy.
Dheweke tresno sinau babagan teknologi.
He loves to learn about technology.
Siji dino, Tom ketemu ilmuwan.
One day, Tom met a scientist.
Ilmuwan nerangake semikonduktor.
The scientist explained semiconductors.
Semikonduktor iku penting kanggo gadget.
Semiconductors are important for gadgets.
Tom seneng sinau luwih akeh.
Tom was excited to learn more.
Dheweke takon akeh pitakon.
He asked many questions.
Ilmuwan seneng kanggo mbantu.
The scientist was happy to help.
Dheweke ngobrol babagan carane komputer bisa digunakake.
They talked about how computers work.
Tom sinau yen semikonduktor bantu komputer.
Tom learned that semiconductors help computers.
Dheweke rumangsa bangga ngerti iki.
He felt proud to know this.
Tom kepengin sinau luwih akeh babagan semikonduktor.
Tom wanted to learn even more about semiconductors.
Dheweke ngimpi gawe gadget anyar.
He dreamed of inventing new gadgets.
Nalar Tom iku padhang.
Tom's future was bright.
Dheweke mesem marang dunya anyar semikonduktor.
He smiled at the new world of semiconductors.
Mark lan Lisa mutus banjur menyang gym bareng.
Mark and Lisa decided to go to the gym together.
Dheweke semangat nyoba kegiatan sing beda-beda.
They were excited to try different activities.
Kaping pisan, luwih dheweke njelajah ruangan angkat beban.
First, they explored the weightlifting room.
Mark ngangkat beban abot nalika Lisa ndeleng.
Mark lifted heavy dumbbells while Lisa watched.
Sakwise sawetara, dheweke ngalih menyang latihan kardio.
After a while, they switched to cardio exercises.
Dheweke mlaku ing treadmill lan nikmati musik.
They ran on the treadmill and enjoyed the music.
Sabanjure, dheweke nyoba kelas yoga bareng.
Next, they tried a yoga class together.
Lisa seneng suasana santai lan instruktur.
Lisa loved the relaxing atmosphere and the instructor.
Mark nemu iku angel, nanging dheweke nyoba keras.
Mark found it difficult, but he tried hard.
Ing pungkasan dino, dheweke rumangsa seneng lan bangga.
At the end of the day, they felt happy and proud.
Ing desa cilik, ana wadon enom sing aran Sarah.
In a small town, there lived a young woman named Sarah.
Sarah krasa kesasar lanang-lanang luwih gedhe.
Sarah felt lost and yearned for something greater.
Dheweke mutusak kanggo nliti agama-agama beda.
She decided to explore different religions.
Perjalanan jupuk dheweke menyang pura Hindu pisanan.
Her journey took her to a Hindu temple first.
Dheweke ngrungokake nyanyian lan krasa ewon ketenangan.
She listened to the chanting and felt a sense of peace.
Nanging, dheweke enggal ngerti menawa iki dudu panggilan sejatin.
However, she soon realized that this was not her true calling.
Sadurunge, Sarah ngunjungi monaster Buddha.
Next, Sarah visited a Buddhist monastery.
Dheweke merenung kanthi tenang lan nemokak pangerten sing luwih jero saka urip.
She meditated quietly and found a deeper understanding of life.
Sawise wektu kasebut, dheweke ngrasa sambungan kuat karo Buddhisme.
After her time there, she felt a strong connection with Buddhism.
Nanging, dheweke isih pengin nemokake luwih.
Yet, she still wanted to discover more.
Mula, Dheweke miwiti perjalanan kanggo sinau babagan Kristenan.
Thus, she set out on a quest to learn about Christianity.
Ing pungkasan, imane dheweke malih dadi benang tapestri kang sugih saka kepercayaan.
In the end, her faith evolved into a rich tapestry of beliefs.
Ing dunya kontemporer, agama nduweni peran penting ing bentuk norma sosial.
In the contemporary world, religion plays a crucial role in shaping societal norms.
Iku mengaruhi prinsip moral, sistem hukum, lan praktik budaya.
It influences moral principles, legal systems, and cultural practices.
Nanging, nalika masyarakat berkembang, ana penurunan sing katon ing kepatuhan agama.
Yet, as societies evolve, there is a noticeable decline in religious adherence.
Fenomena iki nuduhake owah-owahan menyang sekularisasi, utamane ing pangaturan kutha.
This phenomenon indicates a shift towards secularization, especially in urban settings.
Ing kutha, nilai tradisional asring tabrakan karo ideologi modern.
Within cities, traditional values often clash with modern ideologies.
Kekacauan iki bisa nyebabake ketegangan sosial lan debat babagan identitas.
This clash can lead to social tensions and debates about identity.
Diskusi iki asring ngungkapake rasa wedi lan kepinginan kanggo sambungan.
These discussions often reveal deep-seated fears and longings for connection.
Nalika wong-wong navigasi kepercayaan, padha asring golek komunitas lan pangerten.
As people navigate their beliefs, they often seek community and understanding.
Tantangan dumunji ing ngimbangi tradisi karo kebutuhan lan aspirasi kontemporer.
The challenge lies in balancing tradition with contemporary needs and aspirations.
Akhirnya, iman ing konteks modern bisa dadi sumber konflik lan persatuan.
Ultimately, faith in a modern context can be a source of both conflict and unity.
Ing jagat sastra, lanskap asring dadi simbol multifaset sing ngetokake kekacauan batin saka karakter.
In the realm of literature, landscapes often serve as multifaceted symbols that reflect the inner turmoil of characters.
Saka-saka Moors guncang ing Wuthering Heights, nganti kebun tentrem saka The Secret Garden, lingkungan nyekeli ekstrem emosional.
From the turbulent moors in Wuthering Heights to the serene gardens of The Secret Garden, the settings encapsulate emotional extremes.
Saben pemandangan kebak makna, ngajak para pamaca kanggo nglumpuhake lapisan makna simbolis.
Each landscape is laden with meaning, inviting readers to unearth the layers of symbolic significance.
Intensi penulis dadi jelas banget ing novel-novel, ngendi setelan kasebut meh dadi karakter dhewe.
The author's intent becomes remarkably clear in novels where the setting is almost a character itself.
Novelis kaya Virginia Woolf gawe lingkungan sing ngelenggana kompleksitas saka psike manungsa.
Novelists like Virginia Woolf craft environments that mirror the complexities of the human psyche.
Saka lingkungan ora mung latar mburi, nanging uga komponen integral struktur narasi.
Such environments are not mere backdrops but integral components of narrative structure.
Saliyane, juxtaposisi unsur ingkang saling bertentangan ing jeron panggonan nyurung refleksi jero babagan dinamika sosial.
Moreover, the juxtaposition of contrasting elements within a setting prompts profound reflections on social dynamics.
Liwo analis teliti, karpetika sugih temannya sing ditenun menyang sastra dibongkar, nawaake wawasan marang kahanan manungso.
Through careful analysis, the rich tapestry of themes woven into literature is unveiled, offering insight into the human condition.
Akhire, lanskap sastra kasebut gawe para pamaca melu teks ngluwihi permukaan, jelajah makna, lan sambungan sing luwih jero.
Ultimately, such literary landscapes compel readers to engage with the text beyond its surface, exploring deeper meanings and connections.